What's up, everybody?
How's it going, everybody?
Welcome to this episode of Beyond Every Toy Aisle. This is, I think, episode 40. And
40.
I know, it seems like a little bit, but it's actually kind of a lot. Like, especially for somebody who wasn't planning on, like, doing a podcast when we started. Like, I had a little bit of plans, but I didn't think that I was ever going to actually do it. Yeah. And yet alone do 40, you know?
Yeah, we're already at 40. When you said episode 40, I was like, wait, what?
I know, right now, I wasn't even paying attention to it either because, you know, like, I'm not really counting. I just want to record, you know, and just do stuff and just connect the community like always. I think Ben is rolling up right now as we speak. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be able to hear him bump whatever he's bumping or was bumping. But look at him. He's coming in.
He's rolling up like a G.
So he rolled up right on time. And I don't know if you want to explain a little bit of the raffle or the giveaway that you want to do. It's more of a giveaway, raffle.
We want to give to you guys for, you know, just being part of the Beta family and being part of our podcast. So what we want to do, part of the topics that we're going to be talking about today is like movie reviews or movie, what was it called? What would it
say? Like to share movies that we're... That we
like the interest that a lot
that
we
of
have,
that yeah. A lot of people don't really haven't really watched and that we think could be influential or like that well you guys will enjoy.
Staying on the topic and staying on the you know of the movie thing, you guys watching right now, boom giveaway, you know, ask us a question. If we use your question, get a movie.
You get an entry for the giveaways. So
we got movies.
How many are you giving away, bro?
Blu-rays. I think I have 10 there. So
you know. RoboCop. He's also got
some scary ones at
Beyond Skyline.
Puppet Master.
I want to talk about that one.
See, Hot Wheels.
Full Moon does a production on these, and they did some toys for quite a while. They even did some Comic-Con stuff.
We got
the early beginning stages of Comic-Con.
He's got wrestling some Xbox stuff. One games, too.
Xbox One games,
too. Yeah, what up, Richie?
There you go. Got the FIFA there.
I think we can start it off with Richie's question, since he was the person who first commented mainly on the other post that you had posted earlier. And he was asking about prices for...
like friends.
For friends, you know, how do you go about pricing for friends and stuff? And I know from your perspective, it's a whole different thing, you know, especially for a customizer. A customizer is going
to
be different than somebody who is who's going to buy either to collect or to resell, you know? So the prices can vary just because the customization work is It puts into factor the time and all the work and in general, you know?
It's not something you can buy and put together. You still got to sculpt. You know, Richie will attest to it. You know,
and it's a one of a kind.
It's exactly.
It's not something that's
It's not something that you can go and buy at a store, you know? And as I'm pretty sure Richie can you know, vouch for it, you know? As you make customs, that other custom that you make, it's just a little extra nicer. And they get nicer and nicer as the work improves.
So how do you work out in the pricing? That's what you
said. In the pricing, I've talked to a lot of the other guys. Like I've dealt with Richie. I've dealt with I don't know if you guys know. You guys know Enrique, right?
Yeah.
Enrique, you know, same thing with Jared. Jared's always been, you know, one of the guys that would do a dial. What? Bien barato, $60. Don't charge you an arm and a leg. And pretty much, if you guys ever look at him, it just depends on the person. The intention of the person, but I think for a friend, you know, if you're really a friend of somebody or something, you'll you know, go help them out. Or you know, as a friend, personally as a friend, I don't like to ask for discounts. If I want to give you my business, it's because check it out, dude, I'm here to support you. That's something I learned from you, Eduardo, and I've learned it from Enrique, and I've learned it from Jared. I've learned it from Rich. Richie's done work from way before anybody else did work, you know? And Richie's stuff is getting way, way better.
Yeah.
As time goes by,
I see
you know?
I watch the videos.
Yeah, you watch it, and it's not just something that you get, okay, there, I'm done, and let it sit there. But no, you still got to go upon another base. Depends on what the creator is trying to produce, you know? They'll always be their worst critics as well.
I think like for me, since I sell more than I collect. I try to keep as much as I can, you know, but with limited space and stuff, most of the stuff is already packed away. You know, I'm not even able to display it. But I try to sell it from a perspective of somebody who buys. You know, I'm like, fuck, I don't know if I can afford this. How much would I pay for this figure, you know? And base it off of that, you know? And if I got it for a good price and I can make some money, or sometimes I'm making like change, you know, I'm not tripping, because I know I'm not gonna need that figure, you know. I already either have it, or I'm willing to let it go for that price, and maybe in the future it comes back as good karma, you know. Like, I'm not saying that somebody's gonna hook me up with the prices. I'm never expecting somebody to do anything or to give me prices that they don't expect me to pay, or like that they buy from me, you know, because I'm nobody to be expecting that, you know. I'm like, I'm just doing my part, and if I can obtain figures at a cheap price, like the karma, by that sense, I was talking about like being able to find a good deal somewhere, like on Mercari or something, you know. Because those lots do come, you know, where...
Yeah, they do. Sometimes you see, what, 7-8 figures to 30 bucks?
Yeah.
I jump on those all day. Mm-hmm. Whether it's old toy biz, whether it's old Hasbro, you know, if it's something you like. Same thing with those G.I. Joes I sent you. That was a nice little lot.
Same
that
one.
I saw, and I paid Richie. Why? Because I use them for custom, or if not, I use them for pretty much my G.I. Joe setups.
So what about for you, bro?
For diecast.
Just in customizing.
By the way, Fabian is watching. You know? Fabian, and we got Rafa.
Fabian as well. Too. You know, he's a customizer as well. He's one of the top guys out there in Hollows customizing also. Yeah. And you deal with a lot of different people. I try to be like you guys too. You know, there's not, you know, for price gouging out there. I see a lot of people on Instagram that do sell their custom.
Definitely. You know,
off the roof. Like, I've seen them from 65 to 150. You know, I mean, there's some that you know
that do meet the expectations for that price.
You see their work that that's worth 150. You know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Whenever it comes to, you know, putting your heart and soul into something, and then somebody tells you, "Oh, I'll just give you this much," you're just like.
I think that's something that you gotta learn how to, as a customizer, the customizer needs to learn how to, you know, because sometimes, and it might not be shitty, but it might not be what they're expecting, so they won't value it that much, you know. But I guess like the customizers that got big were the ones that were able to get through those obstacles of, you know, getting criticized. Or getting better, because a lot of the times there's some customizers that are not that great, you know,
but they want the top dollar.
That's what I'm saying, and they get offended. You know, you can't get offended, because at the end of the day, the customer or like the market is the people who are gonna decide if they want to pay that much or if they don't want to pay that much.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and if you want to start off for Richie, I think what I think you should do is, like, you know, put a price out there and see if people are willing to, you know. I know every figure probably depends on, I guess, what you got to do and what you can't do. Because accessories and all these things, there's a big factor, you know.
Your pain, your time, your, you know, what you put into
it. I think what I would do is I would try to come up with a base price of something, and at maybe at a little bit above what would be like your lowest that you would be willing to accept, you know, like in return. You know, if it's $10, but you're getting $10 at like 10 orders a month, that's $100 a month, you know?
Exactly.
You can't complain. It's $100. It's better than nothing. But then you go little by little, you know?
You go up, as you're working, and your work is going to...
The market is going to decide, you know? If you see a lot of people are ordering, then you're going to be like, oh, then I can probably charge a little bit more, you know?
Yeah,
and you can explain to you can always explain everything to anybody, you know? You can just do a video and be like, hey, you know, I'm trying to upgrade for this or blah, 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 or whatever, you know, whatever it is that it is for you to also expand your business.
I think it's also depends on the customer. The customer's got to be, he's got to be ready to ask for what they want out of a customizer. Because for a reason, like, for example, there's stuff that I've chosen Richie for, there's stuff that I've chosen, you know, Enrique, or I've chosen Jared, you know, for certain things. Because I kind of have an expectation. I know that all three have different styles of customizing. Mm-hmm. So as a customer, you got to know what you really want. You know, hey, this is what I want. You got to know who to go to.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they have,
I didn't mean to cut you off, but if they have either a Facebook or an Instagram, you can see if they put their work.
You know, you can start creating a portfolio of what you have.
Yeah, you can
see
what kind of a customizer they are.
Yeah.
And then you say, okay, that's
the guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for in a customer.
Has anybody else asked any questions?
Yeah, Psycho asked if he can get a deal. Caesar is watching, and Fabian said that's one of the reasons that, you know, he keeps most of his customs. He doesn't like to sell them because, you know, of how he feels about his work. I honestly think your work is great, brother. I've seen it. I was looking at the Impalas he was painting this morning, the blue, or yesterday.
Simon, actually. The videos that he posted on United.
Who is it?
El Fabian.
Oh, Fabian.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a couple. He had a video where he made where he was showing when they were drying and then the paint applications and stuff. And they look clean in my opinion.
Me personally, I'm a fan of Fabian, so you know, I don't know if I have any of his work though.
So Caesar chimes in on Psycho. He goes, "Well, thugs pay more." Oh my god, you guys are crazy.
If you guys have any questions, again, if you guys want to be entered into the giveaways that Javier was kindly enough to get for you guys, I think Richie already got one.
Do you have any questions, Psycho, that you want to ask? We know that you do a lot of the anime, you know, a lot of the Dragon Ball Z stuff. You know, when people approach you and ask you, hey, can you work on this for me, or you know, or can you work on this for me, or where do you get your ideas from, bro? If you could, you know, reply.
And then there was something else that you wanted to talk about, which was how we do business and stuff, right?
Yeah, the selling part of it, because my son, my youngest son, he made his own Mercury page, and he was, you know, had a bunch of questions about the selling part of it, you know. And one of the things I told him, and I think we all agree, is that take care of the customer first. Make them happy. Yeah, because it's easier to sell something at a higher price one time, but if you treat them right and you give
them
a good
price,
what you want, returning. And so that's what that's one of the things that I told my son.
You know,
what else
if we're talking about movies, have you guys ever seen the movie Baby Boy with Tyrese? Okay, well, Monique explains to him when he goes, hey, mom, I want to be a booster. Yeah, Shyster, you'll buy something from a Shyster and you'll walk away with it. And yeah, sure enough, you're like, damn, did I spend too much? Sometimes Tawita, but you know, those are perks of the game when you're a collector. Sometimes, you know, te esperas or X cosa. And you know, people will take advantage of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, as far as a seller, you know, I always try to keep my customer. I've been in customer service all my life, dude. You know, my parents have been sellers. I've been a seller myself. I'm still doing it. I think it's all on how you it's how you say it. It's como dejas.
You can say
it in
Spanish,
it's como dejas tu your first impression,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
you give a good prize, and like, oh damn, this you guys get the prize. I'll hit this guy back up.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes you might hit him up, and he might not have what he need, what you need, but you know what? Let me still go see what's up, and they'll still come and they'll buy something regardless, just because you know they can get a good deal, either on something, trade bait, you know, things like that.
What is an? He was asking, what is another suggestion that you would give somebody who's trying, like, specifically on Mercari or just in general?
No, just in general. Like, let's say you have a 15-year-old or your son wants to sell. What would be some tips you would give him?
Presentation. Out? So we're talking online.
No. We're talking about just sales. You know,
sales.
Yeah, it can be anything.
Well, presentation even in person is a big deal.
In person, yeah, presentation.
So in person, usually, like when we allow them to do the swap meets, we tend to do what? It's three per tent.
Yeah.
Three people per tent. You know, the presentation looks good because we don't always take everything.
Yeah.
Enough to fill our own spot. So if you can get a nice little tent, three guys set up. You know, you guys are on the same page and you guys work on the same page, you're gonna make some money. Yeah. You're gonna sit there, you're gonna hang out, you're gonna enjoy the time that you spend with your buddies, and you're gonna make people feel good. They're gonna come in, they're like, what do we do with the kids, bro? Kids come in, parents can't buy, and we know sometimes parents can't buy.
We give them something.
You know, we give them free stuff. We give free stuff away. It's something that happened to me, so it's always, you know, it's treat people right. Pretty much, people ride and they'll come back.
I would say too, if you can afford it, have tables.
Because
let's say you go to the swap meet, and it's a lot of the stuff that I've learned too, exactly like you. My parents were sellers too. They would go to ferias, they would go to different places, they would sell. So they would have their tables, and they always say, make your table presentable. Always fill holes. You know, don't ever leave your stuff looking like, you know, it's spread out. You know, put it to where the customer comes and
customer
they can see it.
Clear vision.
Yeah.
You know.
Keep your stuff clean. That's one thing, you know, it's really important, you know.
Sanitize your stuff.
Yeah, if you have your action figures in a box and it's dusty, clean your boxes. Yeah. You know,
dust them. You know, one person that did teach us a little bit about that was George.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's always clean. He always grabs your boxes. And George starts slapping. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, gotta make this look clean, bro. You know, and he's right, though. It does, because, you know, you look at a dusty figure, that thing's probably been in storage. I think it's probably been collecting dust. He probably wants to get rid of it. As if you got a clean box and a clean presentation, you feel more, as a collector, you feel more like, damn, I'd rather buy from him than from the guy that doesn't look like he takes care of his things.
I think for me, like, the thing that I could recommend probably, and especially a young person, because, you know, when you're young, you got nothing to do but stuff that you actually kind of enjoy doing for the most part, unless you got to do chores or some bullshit, you know, like homework or, I don't know, just things that sometimes are not as important. I'm not saying homework is not important, but sometimes the homework that is assigned to some of the kids in my schools or like the school that I work at is like, goddamn, son, like, you know.
I'm so sorry for you. I don't know how you're gonna use this, but
yeah, you know. Like, but apart from that, like, I would say, like, do something or get involved in something that you actually enjoy doing, so that you can be successful in that in that thing, you know, because you're most likely going to continue or see if you're gonna like it if you're either selling or. Yeah, pretty much if you're selling stuff that you're into, you know, because that's how kind of I started, you know, I couldn't afford everything, so I needed to fund my own hobby, you know, so yeah. I would buy like two of each, or if I could afford three, I would buy three, and then I would sell one or two, and then I would either make half of what I invested into mine, or it would pay off the full plus the three, like, whatever I paid for the three figures or, you know, X amount. But, I mean, that all comes to with the amount of money that you have, you know. So if you want to spend it on stuff, I would, you know, for me, it makes more sense to be able to actually save the money first and then have the money on hand so that you can invest it.
So you can invest it.
And then whatever it is that you need to buy, then use the money that you made off of the investment. Exactly. You know?
And you know, that's one of the things I've been telling you, that I've been saving, because I don't want to use my credit card, because at the end of the day, you use your credit card and you pay interest, so you might even be paying more and making less on the outcome of the figure. also one thing I've been teaching is my wife, and I've been teaching my daughter. You know, we're at home, and they want to sell their stuff. They see how I'm moving stuff like crazy. So they hit me up, and they're like, hey, you know, how do I do this? I tell my wife, well, agarra, you know, grab a nap, grab a, like a black sheet or a green sheet, put your item there. Take pictures of it, you know. Right now, my wife's picking up Funko Pops, dude. I don't know, you know. That's her thing right now, and you know, look. I tell her, I go look for this, and that stuff I've learned through Eddie. You know, Eddie, que las cajas estén bien, que no tengan, you know, dents, que no tengan, you know, make sure that the figure inside has a good paint app presentation. And my daughter's been making her own money selling her little toys, dude.
A lot of the times too, the customer looks at the box.
You know, I used to sell toys like individual loose figures. I would just throw them in there in a picture, clack, and I was done. And I wasn't having any success. So what did George tell me? George said, dude, get a background. You show all these little backgrounds and pose them up. I've gotten rid of most of my loose inventory. And it's figures that I've been like, give me $5. And give me $3. And nah. They're like, nah. Get in $1. And I've been moving them online, just posing them, having fun. You know?
And it's making a little bit more money. I mean, it's not, it's probably like, what, like $7, $8, $10 at most for some figures.
No, like I moved the Cottonmouth for $14.
Yeah, but then with all the shipping and all the
bullshit. All the shipping and everything, you know, it's, you know, like, it's $12, but I was never going to see those $12.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, so.
Yeah.
You know. Tell you what, to get one of those bike boards. You know those ones that, for 99
she
cents? Yeah.
She did. She had the 99 cent store, yeah, you know.
I used that too.
You know, you could even use like the black ones. You could use the lime green ones. You know, just something to make the figure stand out.
Exactly. So,
you know, that's take different angles, and that usually helps the sale.
Did anybody ask a question?
Yeah. Los manda saludos, John Demesio.
John's in here.
What up, Cheech? Javier and Ben, you'll get one from Fabian. Somebody asked somebody asked Fabian if the pinstripes on the Hot Wheels were either a decal or
I would assume it was a tattoo,
a pinstripe.
Huh? Yeah, some of the stuff that I've done, like the decals that I mean, you can get some stuff made, you know, printable stuff. I have a friend of mine that does decals. They're called water slide decals. You can also do tattoos.
I remember you guys saying the tattoos. I remember that.
Pack of tattoos, you know, you can do that. Also,
so we also have Julie Yee and Sixto, and then Richie mentioned a comment. He says a lot, sometimes the presentation on the table is really nice, but once you go into that factor of meeting the seller is pretty much sometimes a douchebag. It just, you know, it just depends on that.
That's a
the customer
attitude.
Service.
Yeah, the customer service.
You know what's funny, talking about customer service? There's been some times where, because I get hot pretty quick. And I like pretty mad pretty quick. Or like, let's say my son comes over and tells me, hey, this happened. All right, let me go talk to the manager. I'll be right back. And I go over there pissed off. And this happened to me one day. Actually, in a movie theater. I actually happened to my wife. She was waiting in line to get a soda, and the lady told her, you got to wait in the back of the line. Another lady got there in the front of the line, and she served her soda. And my wife waited like an hour, almost a whole movie. Wow. So I go over there, and I go talk to the manager, and I'm pissed. I'm like, you can see smoke coming out of my head. And the dude was so nice that I couldn't.
You couldn't be mad at him. Yeah, you know. As a you know, I used to be a manager, and as a manager, bro, I used to do that to customers. Customer come in here, flip the hell out, woo, 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 and I'm going to call, I want the number, the DM, and by the time they left, I'm like, dude, I don't know what you did to me, bro, but I'm walking out with two free things that I got a discount, and thank you, man. You know, all I wanted was my stuff done right. Don't worry about it, man. And usually that customer comes back, dude. And it's problem solved, dude. You know, you just got to train your employees or whoever's working with you. Hey, you know, there's some hotheads, man. I have some hotheads. High-hit friends that don't, you know, no los puedes decir nada. you know, they're ready to take off their shirt and just go outside.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and you know, you can't really do that when you're working on sales, and you can't act like that. You can't bring the street with you.
That's what I always tell my son whenever you work in, because he works at Burlington, so I tell him, dude, you're always gonna deal with a person like your dad.
Yeah, yeah, regardless, so, man. You know.
So you kind of already. Yeah, but know
sometimes
how to deal
you know, sometimes because you know it's happened to me. You know, I've been to places where I walk into a store. Oh, Marvel Legends or Star Wars, whatever. Boom, I grab them.
Same one.
You walk up to the counter. Sorry, sir, we can't sell them to you.
There's 3 days.
I'm like, really? Like they were outside. And like, yes, sir, we can only sell you one. And, you know, I want to sometimes, you know, sometimes I keep it in. Like the other day, the lady, same thing that happened to me. The lady couldn't sell me these figures, and I was mad, man. I was like, man, I drove out here from Poway. I gave her a big story. Nonetheless, I came from home. But she's like, you know what? Don't worry. She's like, I'm going to give you 50% off that one figure. How about that? Here's your figures. Give my 50% off. I'm gone. Yeah. And I was happy. You know, I went home happy. I didn't get the figures that I wanted. You know, they were I guess they were
street dated.
They were predated, and I picked them up before, and I was able to get a hold of them.
Did you know that they get charged? I don't know if it's like $300 or $1,000.
They
like
sell it out, yeah.
Per figure. If they sell it.
They sell it before the date.
They
yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're street date.
Now I kind of understand.
That's what a street date is.
Street date.
Yeah. That's what it's called.
Yeah, because it happens. They get the inventory, but somebody sees in the back, and the employee will bring it out and put it on the show. But even when they scan it,
it doesn't come out.
It doesn't come out.
In the system.
So, but if they sell it to you, yeah, they'll get fined. They're fined per figure too.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
So moving from the seller's business thing, I think you also wanted to talk about Comic-Con. And
Comic-Con's next week.
Well,
right?
it was scheduled to be next week, but basically, they're gonna have a virtual con on the dates that they were supposed to come out. So, if you guys haven't heard of the SDCC unofficial blog, I think that would be a good place to go to. A source of information to be able to know where. Or what panels are going to be at what time during the times that they would be scheduled at Comic-Con. You know, I guess they're going to have time frames of where every show, every, like, Disney or company, you know, Fox, Marvel, all of them are going to have their own times. I don't know which companies to be exact, but I'm just throwing out names out there. I'm pretty sure some of these companies will have their own panels and stuff, but they also have like cartoons like Rick and Morty panels and stuff like that. I'm almost 100% sure. It just depends on who they were able to get in general to be able to be part of the online panels or whatever. So it's going to be like a virtual thing. You're going to be able to go to this Instagram page or some social media platform or something.
You know, honestly, this year, the way things are going has been very interesting for everybody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All our plans, all our everything. I don't even think there will be a rocket next year. If we're thinking January, good luck. The way things are going.
Right?
I don't know.
I don't see it. I see it maybe around July, maybe. That's an arm stretch for me.
Remember when all this shit first started and you said, oh, this is going to be... I was telling Benjamin, we're going in for the long run, you know, I don't even know.
I took him like he was crazy. I was like, no mames, ni que fuera la pinche película del Kevin Spacey y del Cuba Gooding Jr. Get out of here, this ain't going to happen, dude. Eso pasa en las películas, and sure enough. Aquí estamos todos enmascarados.
But you know what was funny? Like, talking about the mask. You know, if you go by all the movies and the video games and stuff like that you see in the future, like Star Wars, they're all wearing masks. So do you think, like, you know, it does continue into the future? Like, even Halo, like, Halo, they play in space and stuff
like that. I think a lot of people are still going to use them even when COVID is...
Over?
I don't think COVID's never gonna be gone like forever. It's just something that's already been created, you know. It's just finding some sort of cure or some sort of vaccine or something that can actually help the remedy, you know?
I don't know if you've seen the movie Demolition Man.
I've seen it.
Yeah, exactly. He's on. Demolition Man, that's where we're headed, bro. Some of us might live on the top and some of us might live in the bottom.
Simone.
But going back to the Comic-Con thing, it's something that I asked my son. And me, when I go to the Comic-Con, I'm not really interested in the panels and stuff like that.
Me neither.
So where are you going to be able to go and look for stuff, merch? Comic-Con merch,
like exclusive, right? If you're looking for exclusive, the merch, you'd probably have to go on their own website, on the website, like comiccon.org, to be able to see when they're going to have it or what they're going to have.
I got a question from Richie.
Richie?
With the dilemma we're in, how important is online sales going for you guys?
Let me just get through the SACC exclusive real quick, and then we'll dive into that question.
Cool.
But the most best place to find out about the exclusives, apart from me, you could also check social media, their pages, you know, for like the companies like Hasbro, Entertainment Earth. They're all pretty good at advertising when their exclusives are going to come out, but you gotta go to the direct source, you know, because that's the only way you're going to find out the times and stuff. And that's how I usually find out the times, or I'm in different groups that there's people who share the information, you know.
So like the stuff that is going to have the actual San Diego Comic-Con sticker, are we going to be able to purchase that?
There's only a certain amount of those. It wouldn't be every single one. I haven't seen any that have had sticker.
They'll say convention exclusive.
They'll say convention exclusive.
Because the shared stuff, they have, like, let's say Funko Pop. They say, like,
Funko might be one of the few that actually is going to have the stickers. I could be wrong.
I heard also GameStop might have some
stickers with the actual. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. Don't quote me on that.
But,
I don't want you guys coming, Beto said this.
If you guys get it directly from the source, there could be a possibility that the stuff does come with a sticker, you know? But I could be wrong. Everything is different, you know?
The Funko Pop store, or what is the Funko Shop?
The Funko Shop.
Yeah, they might have theirs.
They might have theirs, because that's usually what happens. They'll have the sticker, and the shared ones will have the shared sticker. So I don't know if they're actually going to do it.
I don't know if it's true or not, or I don't remember. I think my son had said that Walmart might have some.
Walmart has some stuff that's coming.
Some stuff.
But I don't know if they're going to have the stickers or not. Sticker. Yeah, I'm not sure if they're going to say
SDCC. So far from what they've shown in the pictures, there's no stickers on it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just not all the time does the... does the box have the sticker or the logo of Comic-Con, but a lot of the times some exclusives do. But back to the question with Richie.
How important are sales online right now for us?
I think, like, as far as importance, I don't think there's not really an importance. There's been an influx of, like, an increase and a big surplus of as far as online sales, you know, not only from me, because I wasn't really posting stuff prior to COVID, just because I didn't have the need to post the stuff. But when COVID hit, I did sell a lot of stuff, and that money I used it to invest into more stuff, you know,
into other
stuff, and then it's just gonna grow. But back to the question. Like Amazon, even Amazon, they increase because their sales are out of the roof. You know, a lot of people are buying online because they want to be contactless. I mean, there's no way that you can avoid getting COVID on a product, but you can avoid the face-to-face.
So, it's less of a risk.
So I don't.
I think right now, like, since they say that they're going to start shutting down more, I think sales online...
sales are going to pick up, man. Yeah, I've already been hit up.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be some people who are just going to stick to online from now on, you know?
From now on.
I don't see, like, in-store getting eliminated or anything, but I do see a lot of people transitioning more to online. than to actually going out, just because some people are really scared, you know? Some people are really scared.
What about you, Javier? Have you done online sales
lately? Yeah, my Mercury, too, has, you know, gone up as well, you know. And so I've seen it. And my kids also, their sales, too, like, you know, the little bit that they have in their pages, you know, they've gone up. So I'm seeing a lot of people, you know, going more and more.
And I think, you know, and it also depends on where you're posting, you know, because for me, Mercari has been like the best part. Now they do have this thing where you can only take out $500 a month from the account, and you just have to wait. So it's kind of irritating. That's the reason why I also stopped posting as much on Mercari. But that would be the place where I think right now, is if you post something, you have a high probability of selling it, versus eBay or OfferUp or any other platform that you can think of. I think Mercari right now, and you can sell at prices that are higher, and you have to do that because of the fees and stuff and the shipping. You know, you have to cover those aspects of the sale. So
Mercari's gonna get their piece.
Yeah.
You know,
regardless. Mm-hmm. They. And, you know, there's loopholes to Mercari, like for shipping. Like, I had bought some stuff from Joe Gunn, and I went to go, you know, I was like, okay, I'll ship. Actually, it was a trade. I'll buy this stuff for you. I'll send it over, and you send me that stuff, and we're even. And we're like, cool. So I went to the post office, and the post office wanted to charge me, was it like $12? So I went on Mercari, and I tried posting it for $5, plus $5 shipping, because it was less than a pound. It was just the big item. And I went in there and I checked, and I couldn't put it up for $5. I think I did $6, but it was $6 plus the shipping. And I was still gonna keep the $6. I was just, you know, maybe not the $6. Like $5 is some change because of the fees.
Yeah, because of the fees.
But there's a limit to it. And I use that as a shipping. Like, you know, shipping is good. If it wasn't for Mercari, I wouldn't know about labels, bro. I've never done labels until I did Mercari.
And
when
I
told me
that
eBay and OfferUp does it, I was like, get the hell out of here. Yeah. I know they don't do that.
I've been doing that since the beginning, man.
So
you gotta pay attention, though, too. And this is a couple of mistakes that I made, and I have to learn from it. But, you know, they give you the option of who to ship from.
Yeah.
And I've had trouble with FedEx. I haven't had
use them, thank God.
No, but you know, by accident, by not checking,
okay.
I've had to use FedEx because, and I can't go back and change it once the sale, you know, was there.
No, you can.
No, you
bro.
Can. You can.
It tells you right there, recreate label.
Recreate label.
And they will adjust everything.
They will adjust.
Oh,
everything.
I didn't know that. Well, I'm learning on the spot. I just sold two things to a lady, same lady, but I didn't change the one was regular. UPS? Or what is it? Postal service?
The other one was FedEx. Hey, it happened to me too, man. Cesar Gamboa can call you, bro. I would call that guy every freaking time. Hey, Cesar. How do I do it? He's like, dude, I just told you. I was like, tell me again.
So, you got to learn to adjust the
pricing.
And then the thing with me too, like right now, I didn't know where to send the UPS stuff. I had to look online,
they have UPS spots now, you know, and it's not that hard. It's not that difficult either, you know. I haven't had any trouble sending anything. And also, you guys don't have to wait in line if you guys already have the label.
Yeah, dude, okay. I used to.
You can get the receipt just to be sure, but as long as you leave it there, like in the safe spot, I've never had nothing
right,
happen
right here,
to it.
Right here in the Office Depot. If you have a regular post office and you have FedEx, a regular post office, you don't have to wait in line. But FedEx, you do, because I don't know for what reason they have to look stuff
scan
over.
Something.
Yeah, scan stuff. So, but man, I remember one time I sent my kid in there to the Office Depot, and it should be in and out, right? You know, and he took forever. I went to, like the grocery store. I came back, he still hadn't been out. So I go in there, I was like, what's going on? They told me to make a line. I was, dude, it's just dropping up. And then the manager comes over, he's like, oh, sir, he's got a FedEx, and, you know, we have to scan. I'm like, okay, make a line.
Never doing FedEx again.
Never doing FedEx again. But yeah, and then I had to go around town looking for a UPS spot, but there's one here in Palma?
Yeah.
Right there.
There's also one right here on National City, the one right there by the Royal Mandarin.
No.
There's one. Wow. So that one's closer.
But yeah, this Plaza. Is my go-to spot right here is the Alton Sea Pole, because I make a sale and then just go and come right over.
My experience with Macari and the labels was, I printed a label and I thought it was going to go to the UPS. I went to the UPS, and you know, luckily it was my first time, because if not, I would have probably left it there. I show up and I go, I'd like to ship this. She's like, you're in the wrong place. I'm like, what do you mean I'm in the wrong place? Like, yeah, you got to go to a UPS store. I'm like, USPS. I was like, okay. So I go to the UPS store, that big lie, dude. I didn't know that you could just go off and drop off. Yeah. I'm making lines. I finally get there. The guy goes, are you making line? Just turn this in. That would be really important, huh? I was like, yeah, it is. And he's all, you know, you can just put them right here, right? And we'll just let me pour you up on your line. I was like,
I didn't even know, too, in the post office that they have their own little spot where you can.
Well, sometimes, bro. Some post offices do, some don't, but.
You know, like, no, I remember I used to be in lines, like, how did that guy? I want to be like that guy. You got it, just deuces, you know.
Especially right now, bro. Like, you know, every time that I go, there's a long ass
line. So I do it now, and I remember I had a lady. Excuse me, sir. How do you, just go and drop it off and leave? I go, you just print a label. She's like, oh my god. I go, yeah, just go. Make sure that they acknowledge the package.
Sure.
Hey, this is just for I'm dropping off. Oh, okay, just leave it there, and then. You let them know that way they're aware, because I've heard stories where people just grab your packages and leave.
Similar.
You know, so I always get the attention of the. Yeah, me conoce, bro. I'm in there like every other day dropping off stuff.
Has anybody else asked any questions? No, so we can move on to the next subject.
No, so but we do have some new viewers. We have Yahido. What's up, Yahido? We have Anthony. We have. You know him, carnal. I don't know him. He's got Japanese animation.
Oh, it's just Gustavo.
Oh, we got Gustavo in the house. And then we got Joanna, Isaiah's wife. And I believe we have Sixto. Sixto and Julie. So
thank you guys for tuning in, man. I think the last subject that we wanted to talk about was movie recommendations. You guys don't have to watch any of these movies. We're just throwing it out there just to see if anybody is interested, or if you guys are into the movie or whatever the plot, you guys can watch them. But do you want to go first, bro? Do
you guys watch anime?
Oh, man. You know me, but I just started getting into it. My daughter put me
I've watched a lot, but not that many.
Yeah.
I've watched a good amount, especially in my childhood, but I've also watched Naruto. So
that's actually a good one. I've never watched the whole
Naruto
serial or whatever. I start from the beginning, and it's kind of, and then I just get.
Naruto, bro. Naruto.
I tried it.
Naruto.
Tried it, bro. Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro. That
is my cup of tea.
Now give me some Yu-Gi-Oh. I used to watch the Yu-Gi-Oh.
You know. I can relate to you because I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh. So.
But my kids have been watching this show called JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and you guys gotta watch it. There's some good stuff in it. The stuff that I've seen, and they're about like guys that have these powers, like special abilities, and whenever they're gonna fight, their abilities come out. So they're almost like I don't know, their spirit inside, but it comes out, and the spirit fights against the whoever has another, they're called stands. So if they have another stand, they'll fight against each other. But the most powerful one wins and stuff like that. And so they're different stands have different abilities, but there's some that are creepy the hell out. There's some that are not really that powerful but deadly. Like they can't win in a fight, but their ability. Like there's this one who these balls explode, it's venom. So they can even kill its own host. The guy that brought him out. And
I've been watching it, and I asked a lot of them. I had never heard of it, but to me, it's like The Walking Dead. you get to fall in love and meet the characters, and then into the show, boom, they're gone. 10 guys are gone. You're like, wait, I just started the episode. What happened to those 10 guys? But the show's called Attack on Titans.
No, I've made watch.
Oh man, dude, that thing is an emotional roller coaster because you're like, ah, se escura. Like, I better live, dude. And 10 minutes down the line in the show, he's getting eaten up.
My son's first pop was
a... Oh, really? Attack on Titan?
Attack on Titan?
Yeah, oh, that's how we started, dude.
Right now, before I left, she's like, Dad, we're on season... Because I'm already on season one.
Yeah.
Just finished season one. We're jumping up to season two. Dad, season two, episode three, when you get back, I'm like, it's Friday. I ain't got no job. I ain't got to go to work tomorrow.
One Punch Man. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't. They've been telling me about that, but I haven't.
Dude, I binge watched when the first time my son watched it. We binge watched like the first whole season. Like, just it went so fast.
I've been wanting to watch. I think that's on my next list, and then Hunter x Hunter. I did watch the first episode, and I did like it.
Looks like somebody.
On the subject of movies, this is. And this is from Richie. How will COVID affect the movie industry as far as making money? I am a Marvel fan, and while I'm good at watching it at home, and the theater experience will be missed. And will movie studios cut money on making blockbuster?
Everything is like touch and go, right?
The thing is, I feel like a lot of people are scared. So they're not going to be willing to go to the movies anymore. So either they're going to have to adapt, you know?
Oh, my bad, Psycho. There's kids watching, guys.
Oh, yeah. Dang, my bad.
Yeah, we got to keep it PG, guys. My bad, Rich. My bad, Psycho. But, yeah, Titans is pretty dope, dude.
So for the movie industry, I would feel that, like, I think, like, AMC is in trouble right now. So they might get bought out by either Amazon or another company. It's a possibility. But I don't know. They just have to either adapt as far as the movie theaters, or they're going to have to come out with some sort of streaming service, in my opinion, because a lot of people are not going to be willing to go to the movies. And if they do, they're not going to be able to sell out the full capacity because they're most likely going to have to separate the people, you know. But right now, it's impossible for them to open because California just pretty much shut down everything. And, I mean, I don't know.
But then,
as far as costs from the companies like Disney and all these different platforms like Netflix that have their original content, they're not going to have to go to the movie theater, you know, to be able to make the money. They can just put it on their platform.
On their platform, exactly.
And if people are not trying to go outside, they're going to try to be as comfortable in their home to be able to watch it, you know. But it's not the same as being in the theater unless you have some sort of theater at your house.
Now, what about drive-ins?
Drive-ins is a good idea.
You know, they...
But I don't know. You know, I don't know how many drive-ins still exist. I know, I mean, they have the South Bay one.
We have the South Bay one. We do have Nash, but they haven't opened up in years. I don't even think the screen's up there no more, right?
At the National City, no.
Yeah.
I think it
we
would
have
be
Santee,
more,
though. Santee does have their theater open, I think.
I think it would be more better for people because they can stay in their own vehicle. They can, you know, they have the space.
And they can get, like, the sense of being in the theater, you know, especially with the big, you
the
know,
big screen,
a lot of
know.
People don't have big screens, or they can't afford a big screen, or they don't have surround sound, you know, like the things that actually make the movie, like for you to integrate yourself into the movie, you know, it's not gonna be there anymore.
They should, you know, make more drive-in theaters now that.
Yeah, I think
what it is the enclosed,
the enclosure.
Yeah, people going into a building and being inside with a bunch of people that are coughing or sneezing, and you know, you got a bunch of kids.
You got people lined up, you know, next to each other. You know, I think for COVID, we're going through theaters.
It would be a drive-in,
the best option
theater.
To go watch a movie.
What do you guys think? Would it be better to have a drive-in theater right now than a regular theater?
I think people would probably support more the theater because we're just so used to it. You know, like, it's part of something. You know, when a good movie comes out, everybody wants to go to the theater to watch it.
I know.
Just because of, like I'm telling you, you feel more immersed into that universe or into that movie because of the surround sound or the 3D effects or whatever it is, you know, like, and sometimes you can't afford the 3D or you know, like, or stuff like the equipment in order for you to be able to watch it at your house and that, and like in those scenarios or whatever.
So let me just chime in. We have Joe Gunn watching as well. Says, what's up, gentlemen?
Joe, if you're just barely tuning in, or whoever's just tuning in right now, ask us a question. We're in the topic of movies. We're gonna tell you our recommendations. So if you have a question about movies or whatever, you'll be entered into getting a movie. We're giving away movies, guys. So if you're just tuning in, boom, RoboCop, dude, that's one of my.
I just bought the old school.
There's a movie that I went to go watch. I think I was either my first year of college or my last year in high school. And it's called The Way. That's what it's called.
The Way?
Yeah, like not The Way, like the Mexican bad, term, yeah. Way. Like, yeah. But actually, like the way, like the direction, you
the
know?
The direction.
So it's basically about a dad who had. He didn't have a really good relationship with his kid, if I'm not mistaken. I think this is how it goes. And the kid goes away to, I think in Spain or in Chile or somewhere I think it's in Chile, in Central or like South America, where he goes and he does this caravan thing. It's like, it's a tradition. Like people go and do it kind of like as a cleansing or some sort of retreat, something so that they can change their lives because they got to walk through all these certain things that is part of history, and they're learning all these things, and
it's like,
you know,
like a passage.
And it's meant for people to go and have like a journey, you know, if you don't know what to do, or you know, you can go out there and just go on that journey, and it's days. It doesn't take like one day, you know, it's days. You gotta be walking, and you go with different people, and you get to meet different people, and you stay in different hostels and stuff like that, but the kid dies in the process of doing that. So the dad, and trying to comprehend like the death and stuff, he goes and he tries this passage himself. You know, he tries to go on through that thing, and he's learning.
When his son went through,
and he was going through the spots that his son wanted to go through. So that, and in between, he'll have like scenes where he's like, he see the kid. Like I said, I would highly recommend it if you guys got nothing to do.
Also. Tycho says his kids are watching Bizarre Adventures. Anthony says that the theaters, what area are you in, Anthony? So Anthony says the theaters around where he lives at, they just played Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back. I would love to go see.
Well,
Star
I know
Wars.
The drive-in in South Bay, they're doing reruns.
They're doing reruns?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they are. I don't know. What is one a movie or a show that you can recommend or anything?
So a movie that it's been one of my favorites. And when I don't have anything to watch, yeah. And I'm awake late at night and I don't have nothing to do, and I just want to watch something, I watch Shang-Chi Redemption. It's a very long movie, I think it's from... Stephen King movie. It's about a guy that he's framed for killing his wife, and he goes into prison. And keep in mind, he's a white collar guy. You know, he's good with numbers. He's an accountant. He's a banker. He's a banker in the movie, and he goes through the process of prison, you know, a banker in prison, you know, he's never been in the streets, doesn't know what that's like, and he has to survive, you know. The good thing is that he's good with numbers. So a lot of these, like, the COs, correctional officers, you know, they're going through things, and, you know, one of the main COs gets like a, I guess free money, but he doesn't want to go claim it because the government will take it away from him. So he hits him up. He's like, hey, man, get this for him, and I'll make sure that, you know, Oh, and he asks him, do you trust your wife? And that CO is ready to pound on him. He's like, who the hell are you asking me about my wife? He's like, I'm a banker, dude. He's like, you want to keep that money? He's like, I can pretty, because the guy threatened him to put him in the hole. So he's like, he's all, if you really want your money, he's all, I can make sure you get every cent of that money that's been given to you. I think it was an net ansia or like a, what do you call it? Just money that somebody left them behind.
Inheritance.
An inheritance, there we go. And he makes good with the cop, you know, and you know, a lot of the guys here don't, you know, because he's a banker, you know. You're in prison, you know, you look at a banker like, that's a lick. Lick is a person that you can come up on. And the CEO is like, well, what do you want in return, you know, because you helped me out? He's like, you see these guys up here? He's like, get these guys a couple of cold ones while we're working on the roof. Y es como se gana his way in. Absolutely. But the movie's not about surviving in prison. The movie's about him getting the hell out. So as he's there, he notices that his cell has like a defect, and there's like little pieces of concrete coming out. And as time goes by, he's able to grab like a little hammer. He gets the trust of all the COs and the warden. And pretty much, I don't know if you guys ever heard of an Alabama gold mine. So Alabama gold mine is pretty much where they send prisoners to go work. They get hired on and they go work. They go work for company, whatever, and they only get paid cents, you know, for the day. So they and that's like in the South, I believe. I don't think they have that here. I'm not sure. And I guess he does the taxes for all the prison COs, everybody's getting their money. They don't got to go pay an extra person. So se gana la confianza. He earns pretty much his way around. He's like a key holder. He works the library and stuff like that. And he's book smart. So everybody's like hitting him up for things. So since he's like a bookworm, they're like, this guy can't break out of prison, you know? And sure enough, he grabs a little hammer and he's working at it. You know, he's got nothing but time. So as he's going through, he finally makes a hole and he's able to get out of the prison. But in the process of him getting out of prison, he finds out who killed his wife and why he's there. So he goes up to the warden thinking that the warden's going to help him out. He's like, hey, man, I can prove my innocence, man. And the warden is like, nah, you're my money. If I give you your freedom, I'm never going to make money off all these workers that are out there working. So ignore them, bro. And they put him in the hole, bro. And he's like, awesome. Now he's really wanting to get out. You know, but I won't tell you guys the ending of the story because the story is really good. The way he escapes and what he does to the whole prison system. Wow, dude. Damn. Good movie to watch, man. Well,
with that, we're going to end this podcast. If you guys want to watch those movies again, it was The Way, and then what was the title?
Shemshaw Redemption.
And for him, it was
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
And that was an anime show. Thank you guys for watching again. Peace out, man.
Peace.